Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
What if living longer wasn't just about adding years to your life, but actually improving how you feel, think, and live every single day? And what if most people aren't doing it completely the right way? Or maybe they're doing it completely wrong? Now, today, we're going to be diving into something that every single person cares about: longevity, health, and how to live a better, longer life. But not in a complicated way or an extreme way, but in a way that actually makes sense for your life today. I'm joined today by James Stroll. He's a longtime advocate in the field of longevity and director of the Coalition of Radical Life Extension, as well as People in Unlimited Incorporated. Now, he is also the author of Gospel Longevity, where he explores what it really means to extend not just the lifespan, but the quality of life. James, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. This is going to be a great conversation. I just love the topic, and I just like to welcome you to our show.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We've already had some good conversations, so I'm sure we're going to delve in more to that. And I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Now, I just want to dive right into it because I'm really excited about this. So, you know, let's start here. Like, when people hear the word longevity, they often think of living longer. But what are people misunderstanding about it?
Well, a lot of people misunderstand that because that's been the status quo, they live longer but not healthier. So that's some of the first responses I get, because we're seeing that around us, right? People living longer, but not necessarily healthier most of the time.
Right.
We're talking about health, vitality, and strength. They're real. There's new innovations and all kinds of new concepts that are out now that, unfortunately, people aren't privy to.
Yeah.
And that's part of my, passion, is to get the word out that people can live longer with vitality and strength. In fact, there's a good possibility, and I'm a big advocate of that people can live actually unlimited lifespans, or as long as, what I want, to people can live as long as they want to live with strength and vitality.
Yeah.
Now, I'm choosing to live unlimited, but some people might say, I want to live another 100 years or something. I want people to have that choice and understand that we're talking about with strength and vitality.
Right. Now, is it really about lifespan, or is it something deeper? Is it really about lifespan, or does it go deeper than that?
Well, look, because our lives are cut so short, okay, in comparison to the amount of time that, you know, the world has existed, per se,
yeah,
our growth is stunted. You know, we are terrorized, whether we realize it or not, and traumatized by death, and death and a plethora of other things, of course, that come along with that, right? Wars, et cetera, throughout time. And so we need time to develop ourselves. We're babies in that context. Well, most of us, I'll say, if not all of us, have not even reached our full potential at all. We think we have sometimes, but you don't, because we're in this era of survival, and yeah, it takes away from the soul. It robs us of our identities, whether we know it or not. It robs us of our true value. And so by increasing lifespan, we're going to increase the value of human life, and we're going to give ourselves opportunities to enter into what I call the era of creativity,
yeah,
and get out of survival, because the survival world is killing us.
Mm-hmm.
And we always think we're going to change it. We always think, oh, we're going to fix it. Somebody's going to fix it. I'm going to fix the world. I'm going to save the world. The reality is that we're born into a world with a death program that is not changeable. We have to do something different. We have to birth ourselves out of that. And that's what my book is about.
I love that. Yeah, now, a lot of people today feel like tired. They feel stressed. They feel burned out. You know,
yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, look around. I mean, we have our world is filled with pumping up our adrenaline, getting us anxious. It's all about anxiety. You listen to the news, every channel is trying to pump anxiety into you. That's it gets your adrenal glands going. That's why it draws you back. You get addicted to that. We're taught when we're first come out of the womb almost that we're supposed to be these vessels of you production per se in the world. And if we're not, we're failures. All this laid on top of us. Plus the inevitability that you're going to die someday. Oh my gosh, that is so heavy on our bodies. And then we create coping mechanisms to try to deal with that. But yes, we're in a world that is constant pressure on us to produce and to survive. And so what's I'm excited about is that we can also change that. We can get out of this survival world, and so that our bodies can thrive the way they're supposed to.
I love that. Now, I
Yeah,
just
thank
want to take a quick moment. If you're listening to this and you care about your health, your energy, and your future, make sure that you follow the show right now because we bring real conversations that help you take control of your life and your well-being. Now, you talked about the future of longevity. Now, what does that actually look like?
you. Okay, so now Ray Kurzweil, who's considered the Edison of our age, and I'm sure most people who are listening know of him on some level. He's predicting right now. Now he's the one of the leaders right now in the longevity field, and he was gracious enough to actually endorse my book, which I'm grateful for. He actually wrote a quote in it that he feels the where I'm going, you might say, with the inspiration of spirituality is going to be a must for us to be able to actually enter into the era of what he calls singularity. He says that's going to happen in 2032. Singularity is where AI and the human body begin to merge, and consequently, we enter the era of immortality. He sees AI as a big asset, okay? And it can be, we know, I mean, everything can be an asset or a deficit in how we use it. But he sees it as an asset in this case that we'll be able to live lifespans, consequently, that go way beyond what we ever dreamed with vitality and strength. So that's his picture of the future. And I see it pretty much the same way that we are now in the era of immortality, okay? Whether we realize it or not, it's being created, it's being developed, all right? And it's for each person is going to have an opportunity, and everyone will choose what they want. But the exciting thing is that the future is about unlimited lifespans, whether we think that's right or not. We're going to break the barrier of death. And it's so important because, like I said, it's going to bring about a value of human life and a peace on this planet that I can think can only be done by ending aging and death.
Now,
And
are we
terrorizing again.
what?
Because it terrorizes us. Aging and death, and that we feel we have to die is a tremendous trauma in our body. So we never develop totally because of it.
Are we headed toward a world where people live significantly longer?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, people will be able to live unlimited lifespans at one time as long as they want to live.
Now, if that's
Strength and
so,
vitality. I always want to put that in there with strength and vitality. Because
Yeah.
we're so used to living longer into some decrepit state. It seems inevitable that you get a certain age and you're going to have all these, diseases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But really, that doesn't have to be. Aging is a disease in itself, and it's a curable disease.
I agree. And if so, are we prepared for that?
Well, not totally, no, but that's why I'm putting out what I am, because I think it's one of the biggest preparations we can do is begin to understand that with this world that we've been struggling with all the time is not going is we need to change it. We need to not just change it out here somewhere. We need to change it in our own bodies. We need to have what I call a reborn experience. The birth is out of survival. This way, this is the greatest preparation we can do. To actually, because I got to the point myself 4 years ago, and I was working in this field 50 years, that I realized that I was going to need something more, something better in my own person to be able to sustain the life that I wanted to live, an unlimited lifespan. So this is what this book is about too, Gospel of Longevity, is the how to actually gain the sustainability, resilience, and the strength to live an unlimited lifespan and what it takes.
Now, let's talk about your book. Like, what inspired you to
I
write the
got this.
gospel?
Mark Victor Hansen told me, I probably said, get that book and put it out there so everybody can see it. Nice color cover on it with a lot of color.
It looks beautiful. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, thank you.
What inspired you to write it?
Well, like I said, about 4 years ago, I was in a place where I've been working in this field of longevity for 50 years, and I thought, oh, I need something. I need something more. That there, I felt like I was getting to a place. I was healthy and felt good, but at the same time, I didn't feel like I had the strength and resilience to really, I'll say, walk this path entirely. You
Yeah.
know, I was then at that time. I was about 70. I was 73. You know, at that point, and I was feeling good, like I said. But I also realized that there was a lot of burden I was carrying in my shoulders, like everybody else.
Yes.
Right. But I'm so happy I got to be able to realize that. And I began to do a soul searching of myself. And out of that, I had an experience that awakened me to that, wow, there is a world that we can live right now out of the world of survival that can give us the strength and stability to really live an unlimited lifespan. And so that's what inspired me to write the book. I said, I've been speaking in this for all this time. Now I need to write it. And I had 4 years after I had that awakening to just kind of be speaking it to everywhere. Then I thought, I got to put this on paper
Yeah.
because I think it's a message that for me and for everyone, this book is for everyone who hungers, everyone who hungers for a bigger, better life. And I
Right.
mean the life without tyranny, the life without the struggle that we live, a life without the trauma that we experience. And it freed me. And I wanted to write it so they give up everyone else an opportunity for that same experience.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, what's the main message you want people to walk away with?
I want them to know that no matter what age they're at, no matter what they're going through, that they can overcome it. It won't just be by might, by power, by just medicine alone. It'd be from that cry, that primal scream of life in their own bodies, that spirit, that same spirit that Jesus spoke about,
Yeah.
that can raise us out over the troubled waters, can take us above the troubled waters, can give us a life abundant that we never dreamed of. We should be having, Stacy, we should be having heaven here on earth. We
Yeah.
shouldn't escape this earth to get to go someplace else to have a heaven or to, I'm not criticizing that, but I'm saying we should have heaven here on earth. Why not?
Why not?
This
Yeah.
is the age. I said, why can't we have heaven here on earth? Why do we have to die to go to heaven? And I think
Exactly.
Jesus was really talking about. And I'm talking about the Jesus too, from a longevity standpoint, not the religious standpoint. I thought he
Right.
was an individual that was speaking, was experienced the divinity of his own body, the power of it. And that's what we all have in us. We have that force of creation in all of us. And
Yes.
so that's the message I want people to feel, that it's in you now. You don't have to struggle for it or fight for it, but there is a hunger for it that will bring it about in your own body. And that's what my book is about too, how to get there.
I love that. Now, who is this book really for? Is there specifically a specific type of person this book is for?
I always thought when you asked a good question, because I always thought, oh, maybe there's a specific type of person for a long time who responds to unlimited life, or and I found out that isn't real. I've been all over the world speaking in this, and there's all kinds of different people. People that sometimes would surprise me, might be a carpenter, might be a doctor, might be this, or just a person in a synagogue, or a person, some other part of the world that
Yeah.
something resonates in them. So I would say it's the person who hungers. This is for
Right.
every human being that hungers for a bigger life. Some people have settled in so much in their own person, in the status quo. They become, and I don't say that critically, but they become a part of the system. They've been institutionalized,
Yes.
and they're happy with it. They're settled in it. But I've
Right.
never been able to settle for the institution. I always felt there was more, and that's what this book is for. Those people who feel there's something more.
Right, exactly. Now let's bring this back to the listener. If someone wants to improve their health and their longevity starting today, what's one simple thing that they can do?
Okay, seriously, and I'm not just plugging this book, they could just read this book. It's very simple, it's short, it's written in a very clear, definite way. Every paragraph, people tell me, has something that they can get. And in the book also, I have a chapter, okay, is also dedicated to the science. What to do every day and a lot from an exercise standpoint. Now there's suggestions. You know, people are listening, they have routines, they have their own, but I've put in this chapter what I think, what works for me, and I think many of it will work for other people, because we're not to be, as if we want to live a long time, we're not to be beating our bodies up. You don't have to lift 300, 400 pounds to get in shape. You don't have to run to 10 miles. You don't have to do all these things that sometimes we think we have to do to stay in shape. There's a longevity way of moving for your life. You're not beating up your body. You don't wake up in the morning with your joints bad. You don't have to have joint repair replacements. You don't have to have these things. And I'm glad all those things are there, but we need to start moving in a different way. And not, it's not about how much pain you get to get gain. Now it's about longevity, is how you can move in a rhythm with your body, that you're nourishing it, you're strengthening it, but you're not destroying it.
Exactly. Now, what's, you know, something that people should stop doing immediately?
Wow. That's a lot. thinking they have to die and not be healthy. That really, it's a program. It's a program. Death is an illusion. Our big, like I say, we have a bigger calling in this world than you just be able to be born and then collect a bunch of things and die. There's a bigger calling. Ask yourself, Is that all there is? Is that what I was born for? Just to you know, be born, collect a bunch of things, have children, and then die? I think it's got to be something more. Don't be defeated by seeing everybody else because they're dying. At one time, nobody flew in an airplane, right? At one time, nobody drove in a car. Now we're talking about living long lifespans with health and vitality and strength. Just because nobody's ever done it doesn't mean it won't be possible, and it's going to happen. Exactly. It will absolutely happen. The question is, do you want to be a part of it?
Right. Now, do you think longevity is just physical, or does mindset and purpose play a role too?
Yes, absolutely. That's a big one. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. We've separated our mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all one. You know, the body needs the spirit to be energized by. The spirit needs the body to have a vessel. We need the mind. It all works as one. You know, some people say, oh, you know, get out of your mind so you can feel your body. Well, you need your mind too. You know, it's about feeling your entire body. Your body is made up of spirit, mind, body, and we should bless it all, utilize it all. I always say, bring in the Army, Navy, and Air Force to stay alive.
I love that. Now, how important is it, you know, in having meaning in your life when it comes to living longer and better?
Well, meaning is, we know that, right? People with meaning live longer and live stronger, but they don't live long enough. So what is the big meaning? What is the biggest meaning we should have? I mean, is it to just get a new job? Is it just to get, say, a new car, a new wife, a new husband, some other new purpose in your life that maybe you can live a little longer? I think we've put a cap on our what our meaning should be. I think as human beings, we've fallen short of understanding that because we are divine bodies, we have a divine calling that we've missed.
Yeah.
And that's too what Jesus was talking about, a divine calling that we've missed. And I think that divine calling is to use our forces, our divinity, our force of creation to create a world that all of us can live in with in vitality and strength now. Right. Not some dispensation away, but a life here on earth together. And then whatever we do from there, wherever we go into the universe, we won't be taking death into it. We won't be taking war. We'll be taking abundant life.
I love that. Now, if you could change the way people think about their health and their future, what is the one thing that you would want them to understand?
Well, I would like them to feel that they have a real future and living, that they're not just going to be worn out and then be thrown away.
Exactly.
You know, discarded. It's a sad thing to see so many mature people, senior citizens that, you know, are stuck into homes. Yeah. They are like they're discarded so easily, as it appears, even with their loved ones loving them but not knowing what to do. So I want people to feel not just hope, but know that this world, we're already in the era of immortality. And every individual, like I said, no matter what their age is, can have an opportunity to stir new life in them and create the regenerative powers that are there in our bodies already to renew their strength. So, you know, this is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
And if we all begin to move forward this way and energizing our bodies with each other, we're going to see a whole new world happen. We're going to swallow up the sadness in this world and the loneliness and the dis-ease with our bodies and begin to receive our bodies like we never have as the temple they really are meant to be.
Right. Now, can you tell us a little about your services that you provide and tell us a little more about your books?
Yes. So the book Cosmo Longevity, is available on Amazon now. All right. You either get the paperback version or the hard copy. I think the paperback is $15 and the hard copy is like $24. You can get it within like 4 or 5 days. Everybody's telling me from the time they order it. And then we also have, people are welcome to come on to our events, which we have twice a week here in Scottsdale. And we discuss the book. And we read sometimes from the book. And we discuss everything we're talking about here today, Stacey, we talk about and more. And it's a very inclusive community of people from all over the world. Some are online, some are in the room. We have actual on-site room that we all meet in. Mm-hmm. Usually about 80 to 100 people show up in the room, and then we have a lot of people online. And it's an opportunity to come on and interact then with people who really want to encourage you to live, want to encourage you to stay alive. And not only want to encourage you, but also have great ideas how to stay alive that maybe you don't know about. We share this information. It's so powerful. So they can go to www.peopleunlimitedinc.com. That's peopleunlimitedinc.com. And they'll find the schedule there. And then if they request it, they'll find a link that they can get on to that event. All right. And it's a very minimal charge to get on because we have to run the system. Mm-hmm. I think it's like $12, $15, something like that per event. And then they can interact and really enjoy, talking about a subject they never talked about before. We need to be in this discussion, all of us.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Now, if you wanted someone to really walk away with maybe one thing from this episode that we spoke about today, what is one thing that you really want people to remember from what we discussed?
You're not alone. Okay. And whatever you're feeling. All right. Sometimes loneliness can swallow us up, and there's times I felt alone in my life, and you have a lot of people around you and still feel alone because you feel like you're sometimes you may be sick or you may not feel as well as you normally feel, and you begin to isolate yourself. But there's an answer to it. And I want people to know, to take with them today, that you are a divine body.
Yes.
You are meant to live, not die.
Right.
You're born to live, not born to die, no matter what it looks like. There's a life that was meant to be that's laid dormant in your own body that's crying out for the redemption of the body. Crying out for there to be a life here on this planet that we all thrive in and that we love and we actually can say we have heaven here on earth then.
Yeah.
So I want people to take that away with them today and make contact with me and others in this community that you can feel encouraged by. Get in conversation with people that about this, spread the news, talk about my book. Not because I'm not trying to sell a lot of books. I'm dedicated, which I want to sell a lot of books because I want the message to get out, but I am dedicated. I am dedicated to a life that is so vast that's my reward, is being able to live this life with myself and others.
Love that. I love that. And once again, can you tell people your website where they can find you?
Yes. That I just mentioned is www.peopleunlimitedinc.com. Okay. People Unlimited Inc. If you don't remember all that, just Google People Unlimited. It'll come up. It's a community here in Scottsdale. That's where you can find me. I'm the director of that organization. I'm also the producer of RadFest. I'm also director of the Coalition for Radical Life Extension, which produces the largest longevity event in the world, super longevity event in the world called RadFest, which stands for Revolution Against Aging and Death. And we're going to have our 11th year here in Scottsdale, September 4th through 7th. Yeah, it's going to be that event. So buy the book, so you can be in this discussion. And when you come to RadFest, we'll discuss it there too, or when you come online with People Unlimited. I want to make this totally accessible to everybody to be involved and to have the life they really dream of.
100%. I just want people to remember that living longer isn't just about time. It's about how you feel. It's about how you think. It's about how you live and the choices we make today. and,
right.
you know, shaping life, you know, that you experience tomorrow. And, you know, if this resonated with anyone listening right now, make sure you follow and share this information with someone who needs to hear it. And James, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. We've had, you know, prior discussions, and you're just an amazing individual. And I love what you're doing. I love that you're inspiring people, because it really, you know, it's how we take care of our bodies, but yet it's how we think too. And, you know, your mindset plays a huge role in, you know, our longevity as well. And I love the message that you're given. I love how you're combining, you know, the science, you know, with the spiritual, and it's so unique, and it's well needed, you know. And I just want to thank you so much. It's been an honor to have you on our show, and I hope you'll be back.
Thank you, Stacey, and thank you for everything you're doing. I really appreciate it in this world. I feel
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you as well.
okay. Well, bless all of you listening to this, and may you walk on water.
Yes, 100%.